Hello everyone, it's Friday the 27th of November. I'm Dermot McDermott. Welcome to your weekly roundup of all the local news in English from Andalusia's award-winning station, Radio Casares. Listen to us on 107.6 FM, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and access our videos and audios on your mobile or tablet. You can also visit our website, casaresradio.com. The headlines this week. The Solheim Cup already provokes interest from North American and Asian tourists. Pay rise for the Policia Locale has been approved. Awareness campaign about gender violence has been active this week. The construction of a new skate park in Casares is planned. Solheim Cup, which will be held at Finca Cortesín in 2023, has already attracted interest from North American and Asian tourists. The director of Finca Cortesín, Vicente Rubio, said there has been inquiries from tourists from these areas who are keen to visit during the Cup. Interest has also been heightened because the Solheim Cup and the Ryder Cup will both be held in Europe, with just a week separating them. The tournament will also consolidate tourism from emerging markets in Central Europe, such as Hungary, Poland and the Czech Republic. The Solheim Cup is the premier women's golf tournament in the world, and this is the first time Spain has been chosen as the venue. The Ayuntamiento has given its full approval to a pay rise for the Policía Local. The increase is to compensate for the 24-hour surveillance needed to stop the spread of COVID-19 and the increase in police presence at Casares Costa. The extraordinary circumstances of the pandemic have meant that police officers have been forced to work overtime without breaks. The Ayuntamiento has also advertised two positions with the Policía Local, which it hopes to fill in the new year. An awareness campaign about gender violence this week centred on 25N. The Department for Equality was behind the campaign, which included a new image specially designed for social networks and which featured on the Facebook pages of the Ayuntamiento and the Deputy Mayor's Office in Secadero. Information material was also distributed to students aged between 12 and 18 on the school bus. The brochure contained information about gender violence and how to prevent it. Further measures are planned, including banners and traffic signs. The Ayuntamiento has put out a tender for the construction of a skate park in Casares. The project has a budget of €47,800 and will be located at the La Huertezuela Sports Centre. The planned park will have different modules of ramps, steps and handrails constructed of steel tubes, and there will be a wooden surface specially designed for skates, scooters, skateboards and bicycles. The new facility is being totally financed by the Ayuntamiento. And now some news in brief. The Mayor's office is working to acquire a plot next to the playground in Secadero to expand the play area available for children. It is hoped to install grass and goalposts in the area next to the Plaza de Andalucía. International news. French President Emmanuel Macron told his country this week that the national lockdown will be lifted on December the 15th. The current lockdown has been in force since the end of October, and it will be replaced by a nationwide curfew from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. However, President Macron ruled out the reopening of the country's ski resorts. And the weather for the weekend. Tomorrow will be a partly sunny day with a high of 14 and a low of 12. Sunday will be a cloudy day with a few showers and a high of 14 and a low of 10. That's all for me for this week, but join me again at the same time next week for more local news in English from Andalusia's award-winning station, Radio Casares. Hasta luego.
Radio Casares también está en inglés.
Cada viernes, las noticias con el periodista Dermot McDermott.
Radio Casares News with Dermot McDermott. And every Friday after the main local news at 2 o'clock, I'd be bringing you a summary of the local news on Radio Casares for English-speaking residents of the area. Radio Casares News with Dermot McDermott.